Provincial police have laid criminal charges against 7 people after executing a search warrant Friday morning at a Pinegrove Road address in Springwater Township, west of Barrie. Members of the Huronia West Opposite Community Street Crime Unit, CSCU, with help from the Collingwood Opposite CSCU, subsequently arrested and charged multiple people. Friday's warrant also included assistance from the OPP's Tactics and Rescue Unit, TRU, Emergency Response Team, ERT, and Canine Unit. Upon entering, police say officers located various drugs, including cocaine, as well as evidence of drug trafficking and stolen property. A 26-year-old Springwater Township man has been charged with possession of a Schedule 1 substance for the purpose of trafficking, cocaine, possession of a Schedule 1 substance for the purpose of trafficking, other drugs, 3 counts of possession of property obtained by crime over $5,000, 3 counts of unauthorized possession of a firearm, 3 counts of knowledge of unauthorized possession of a firearm, careless storage of a firearm, weapon, prohibited device or ammunition, 3 counts of possession of a weapon for dangerous purpose, and 3 counts of failure to comply with release order, other than to attend court. A 30-year-old Springwater man has been charged with possession of a Schedule 1 substance for the purpose of trafficking, cocaine, possession of a Schedule 1 substance for the purpose of trafficking, other drugs, and possession of property obtained by crime over $5,000. 2 Springwater women, aged 35 and 23, were each charged with possession of property obtained by crime over $5,000. 2 Springwater men, aged 27 and 28, were also charged with possession of property obtained by crime over $5,000. A 71-year-old Springwater man has been charged with possessing proceeds of property obtained by crime over $5,000. Provincial police did not release the names of the accused. One of the accused was held in custody pending a bail hearing, while all others are scheduled to appear before the Ontario Court of Justice in Collingwood on November 2, 2021. The investigation is ongoing.